Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week I hand the producer reins over to Adam Skin from Shock Radio, who's going to take you through all the sights and sounds of the Student Radio Conference that happened at the beginning of April. Over to you, Adam.
Hello and welcome to Salford for a very special episode of the Radio Academy podcast. I'm Adam Skin, and this week I'll be taking you to the Student Radio Association's conference that took place in Salford from the 31st of March to the 2nd of April. SRACon, as it's better known, is a three-day event where over 200 students from all around the country come to meet, they listen to keynote and breakout talks, attend the Amplify Awards, and take part in several events, including Demo Factor. And the first keynote this year was from Radio 1's Jack Saunders. And it's fair to say, there was quite a bit of excitement.
Anyone excited for Jack Saunders?
Yeah!
Yes. Oh, he's here! I didn't know that!
Hi, I'm Jack Saunders from BBC Radio 1.
Could you just give us, you know, a few key pointers on what your talk was about today?
So, we did the keynote speech for Radio 1's new music show, which is the show I present on Radio 1, and we got to talk about literally everything about the show, from how the music is selected, to the guests that we've had on the show, to like the big key moments for Lex Chappell Roan or Billie Eilish that we've done on the show. We covered pretty much everything there is to cover, considering we've been doing the show for less than a year. We probably could have gone on for another hour, I think.
And how has the process of, you know, creating the show and seeing it develop, how's that process gone?
The process has been very much in the moment, to be honest with you. It's a show that I personally have wanted to present my whole entire life. So it's my dream show in that respect. And so in it being that, I've kind of known what it's looked like or what it's going to sound like. So when we first started and we stepped into it, we kind of hit the ground running in a way. And then fleshing it out has just been a case of, well, how does the show work dynamically on Radio 1? What can we complement that's already on there? How am I growing as a presenter? What do I want to do? What ideas are the guys coming up with, the other producers on the show who have kind of got that almost not outside the fishbowl, but can just step back from like actually presenting at the mic and hear what I'm saying on a kind of audience level. So yeah, it's been a really fun year of fleshing things out. So like Songs That Save Me, for example, is a great idea that's come from it. Literally on the train up here, we've had like another two ideas to add to things as well. So yeah, I think the first year was all about embedding musically and kind of what the show and its DNA stands for. And so now we've pretty much done a year, we can start fleshing things out proper.
I love that. We're here at SRA Conference in Salford. How important are events like this for the radio industry?
Unbelievably important. I went to three. I went to Bradford, I went to Exeter, and I went to Leicester. And all of those were immensely important for me. The Bradford one, I got my demo picked out at Demo Factor. It was the first ever demo I'd done, and it didn't work. So, because it was all on CDs at that point, and it glitched or corrupted or whatever, and that was that. So that was unfortunate. But like all of these things are like learning lessons. So even something like that, it's like, okay, attention to detail, making sure, you know, what I'm doing, whether it's making a demo or a radio show, I'm attentive and I'm delivering it in a really, really great way that the audience is going to love. So yeah, like industry connections, these are everything, these events. I love them.
What advice would you give to all the students here today about getting into the radio industry?
I think the great thing about these conferences is that you've got loads of different stuff to consume. Every single angle of the radio industry, media industry, is covered pretty much. But actually, probably the most important thing, if you are a student listening to this, is to probably find the thing that you are most passionate about. When I first stepped into it, I wanted to do absolutely everything. I did sports commentating, the music show, producing, I did everything. But that was to find out what it was that I really, really enjoyed. I landed on the music thing. That was what I was most passionate about. And I just focused on that and honed that skill. And then once you've kind of got your leg in doing the thing you're great at, that you're most passionate about, then you can really expand once you've got your foot in. So yeah, that's probably the biggest piece of advice I could give.
I've been to the Jack Saunders talk.
How'd you find it?
That was really good, really interesting. Obviously, Jack Saunders is massive for everybody who's in student radio, like really looks up to him, mainly because he has come from student radio, but also his passion behind his presenting. Like, you can tell it's very authentic. And he talked about that a lot in his talk. He plays music that he likes, that he enjoys. It helps him with that authenticity. So that was like a key takeaway for me from that, is to try and get our presenters more involved in the music that we play so we can really bring that authenticity to our station.
Running alongside the talks on day one, we also had the Voice of the Awards.
Voice of the Awards is where any attendee at conference can head up to the host station studio, Alza, here on campus. Lovely studio's just been done up, and they will say a few lines along the lines of, welcome to the Student Radio Awards, I will be the voice of the awards. And then they will be on all the entries in November when it comes round to being the Student Radio Awards night, and they'll be announcing all the entries.
So much fun. I really didn't know what to expect. And there was a massive queue outside, and I was thinking, okay, this is going to be good. And yeah, we were just waiting for a bit, and then I got into the studio, got given a script. I had the proper like radio voice, trying to be clear, get the mic up close. My voice kind of hurts. I feel like I've been talking so much today. And then I got to the room, and I was like, where's it gone? It's a very chatty conference for sure. We're all just like making friends, but it's really nice.
Congratulations to Charlie and Imogen for both being selected as Voice of the Awards for the SRAs in November. Now, to round out the first day, we had Demo Factor. Think X Factor meets radio presenter demos. Over 70 students submitted their demos. These were played out randomly throughout the night. And if the judges weren't fans, then they pressed their red buzzer. But if they really loved it, they could hit their golden buzzer.
My name is Chris North from North Media Talent, and I'm also the head judge of Demo Factor.
And so we've just seen the rehearsals now. How are you feeling for tonight's Demo Factor?
I'm really excited about Demo Factor this year. We've got an incredible venue at the New Adelphi, Salford University. It's brilliant, fantastic production team, some really high standards there. So it should be a good show. I think it's making the judges have to work a bit harder. So we're bringing our A game, hopefully. And I'm just really looking forward to hearing some of those demos. We've had a lot of demos, like over 70 demos. So I'm really looking forward to sort of hearing what we get and what capacity, and meeting some of the students. It'd be great.
And what are some of the key things that you're looking for in these demos?
I say it a lot. I think people who are not imitating other people, as much as that's easy to do when you listen to radio people or podcaster people, is you try and get inspiration by them. But people who can either do their news coverage or varsity or their sabbatical elections, or whether they're doing an entertainment program, Breakfast Drive, whatever it may be, or just a specialist music program, people who are just passionate about what they do and communicate themselves. We will say it a lot about being your true self, and that's a heck of a thing to try and do. I think it takes everybody a long time to work that out, but if we can hear a glimmer of that in a demo, that's one of the things. And I think ultimately anybody who's entered Demo Factor this year has got the confidence to put themselves in front of their peers and in front of the industry delegates who are here as well. That should be something that they should celebrate alone.
And at the end of the night, the judges had to select one of the Golden Buzz demos to win Best Demo of the Night.
The best demo from Demo Factor 2025 is...
Paul Sylvester, who's content director at Absolute Radio and Magic Radio, selected the winning demo.
You've picked the winner again. You've picked the wonderful Katie from Shock Radio. Tell me a bit about what made you press that golden buzzer.
I think there was just a wow moment in the first 30 seconds. And it's almost insane that you're judging someone on 30 seconds of their work or a minute of their work. But I think with Katie, there was just a natural sense of charisma. There was a natural sense of warmth. I knew who she was. I worked it out. She gave me a great story. In fact, she gave me like three really good stories in the minute that before I pressed for gold. And there was just something beautifully understated about what she did. She wasn't broadcasting. She was just sat in a radio studio telling stories to her friends who were listening. And I think if you can achieve that kind of personality and personalness and the intimacy of radio, you know, there is an essence of a bit of Sarah Cox in there as well in terms of her style and how she tells a story. But it was offbeat. It was offhand. It wasn't overselly. And I think that's what made her stand out to me. And, you know, within 30 seconds, I knew I was going to go for gold on this one, and was really staggered that none of the others got there before me, given the fact I had the furthest to travel to get to the golden buzzer.
Have you calmed down from it yet?
Yeah, I think it's just about set in. I'm just really proud.
Go on, talk me through the moment when your demo got pulled out, you had to stand up, walk to the end of the row, and then the moment it happened.
The moment that it got pulled out, I was happy because I wanted it to be played out. My one-to-one went well and all of that stuff. But also, you don't want to look too happy because you don't know how it's going to go. So I kind of got up there. There was that big barrier, so I clung onto it for dear life. Whilst it was being played, and kind of looked at the floor because I didn't know what to do with myself. But seemingly quite quickly, Paul got up and buzzed, and that was crazy. Yeah, it was great.
Go on. What went on in your head when that buzzer went off?
My whole body was like shaking. It was just mad.
Demo Factor's just finished. What are your thoughts on the event this year?
I found it really life-affirming as an event because the students in the room were really supportive of each other, number one. So there's no kind of bitter rivalries there. Genuinely pleased for each other when things went well and supportive if somebody was getting difficult feedback. So as a group of students, the SRA should be proud because they put the work in and they're professional. They're ambitious, they're professional, they want to be good and they're there to learn. Very, very life-affirming.
Day two of conference features a whole host of amazing talks, and our opening keynote came from Sally Ardis.
Hi everyone, it's Sally Ardis. I'm Senior Managing Editor for Heart, Classic FM, Smooth Radio and Gold Radio. And we've just finished the keynote speech, which I was very nervous about, but it all went to plan. And it was such a great audience as well. Everybody was so engaged with it. We could have talked for hours. We thought that we wouldn't be able to fill an hour, but actually with all the amazing questions that we had from the team, and it's actually really got me thinking about things as well and how we want to move things forward. But yeah, I think the future of radio is in good hands, which is good to know.
Oh, lovely. And can you just give us a few of the key points from the talk today?
So I think the main thing was about us talking about how all of the people in that room are in a really good position. They've already got that fantastic passion for radio. And that is half the battle. You know, if you're interested in radio and you want to be part of it, there is a role for you. And what I really want to see is the teams not trying to pigeonhole themselves into a role, but actually just thinking about what they can bring to the radio industry. And actually not even thinking about the particular role they want to go into. It's that role may not exist yet. Mm-hmm. It's all about what they can offer and how they can be the future of radio.
Day two also saw one of the headline talks of probably the whole conference, and it was Dick and Don, who received quite a warm welcome.
Your childhood is in the building.
Hello, Dick and Dom here from Virgin Radio UK, and we're here at the Student Radio Conference to support all these people hungry to get into the business.
And you've just come off stage. Tell me a bit about what you were talking about, the key points. What did you hear?
We were mainly talking about, ourselves, really. But they wanted to know about our career, the backstory. A lot of people don't know that our origins and our background is in radio, and our passions still lie to this day in radio over television, actually. And so it was very interesting to be able to kind of vocalise that and talk about it.
And this is your first exposure to SRAcon. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, great. I mean, you could feel the hunger in that room, couldn't you? Everyone is incredibly determined and wanting to get that big gig in radio. And I think, you know, something like this will give them that invaluable experience to make it.
It's very interesting. We were actually talking mainly about the hunger and hyper-focus and manifestation and seizing opportunities when they're given to you and for not giving up. And it was just really interesting seeing a room full of people who were the same as we were at that age.
Feel it,
and you recognise it. Like their eyes were burning into you and listening to every single word. I would have, for example, back then, you saw a few people filming it, which is the new modern day equivalent of what we would have done, which is sit there with a notebook, taking notes on what everything they were saying. I would have wanted a transcript of the chat afterwards.
Go that far.
And just tell me some of the advice you received when you were starting out that you'd want to pass on.
Yeah, I was explaining to the audience back then that I used to write to lots of radio presenters and DJs back in the day, one of them being Simon Mayo, who's still on the radio now, and he wrote me a 3-page letter back, and right at the bottom of the letter, in massive capital letters, it said, "Be determined," and I always did that from that moment when he gave me that advice. Just carry on being determined and you'll eventually make it.
And the advice that I talked about was, which I still use to this day, which is if you get a knockback in your career, anything that happens, you have to just use that as fuel to then make you drive harder to where you want to get to. You cannot at any point let any negativity or any knockbacks knock you back, because then they're winning and it might be justified or it might not be justified. But whatever it is, if it's a negative, use it, fuel, forget it, dust yourself down, chin up,
positive.
Get on with it.
And after this was an amazing panel talking all things about women in radio.
I'm Hannah Mia Graham. I'm a commercial video producer at Global, and we've just been on the Women in Radio panel at the Student Radio Conference.
And I'm Katie Bevan. I'm a producer at KISS. I currently produce The Home Straight with Tyler West. And yeah, myself and Hannah Mia have just been on that panel together. A real key point coming away from it was about confidence and kind of owning the space that you're in, changing how you approach conversations to come in with, oh, I'm not a aspiring presenter or an aspiring producer. I am one and I deserve to be in this room. Amplifying the voice of others, definitely like uplifting your peers, supporting one another, which I think we were doing on the stage as well, really hyping each other up. So yeah, I think it was just a real moment of support for one another, but also that we are seeing some progression within the industry, but hey, there's still a long way to go.
I mean, for me personally, this is my home turf. So this is where I went to uni. So seeing it back in Salford. Now seeing this conference in Salford is quite like a full circle moment for me, kind of having been a student, did student radio here, attended many conferences, and then speaking out on a topic that I feel so passionate about is, yeah, it's really nice. And I think the speakers we've got have been so diverse, and there's been a range of different people from programming, from news, from social, from a commercial side. So I think it's been, yeah, really well.
Then after this, everyone put on their fanciest outfits for the Amplify Awards, where different stations and individuals had a chance at winning in 16 different categories. And a massive congratulations to all of those who won. The awards were followed by a DJ set from Dick and Dom that really did take the roof off the place. Day 3 of conference all came from Media City, with more amazing talks from industry experts like these guys.
Hey, it's Nat and Vicky from Radio 1.
And we're doing the journey to presenting at Radio 1 panel at SRAcon.
Could you talk about some of the key points that you'll hit on in your talk?
I feel like it's going to be a lot about like how we both got into radio, which is going to be very different journeys. Obviously, Vicky, we're in your old university here, and I've got no radio university experience. So I think we're going to have two completely different stories, which is going to be interesting for the audience, I hope.
Yeah, and I think that's really important, because I think when you're trying to get into radio, there's no like solid path. There's no like, this person did it that way, so I can do it that way. But it's good to see that there's different ways of doing it. So we'll probably just talk about that a lot and give as much advice as we can do.
Can you give us a 30-second how I got into radio, from nothing to Radio 1?
I did loads of presenting on community stations. I went to uni, I went to Capital Manchester, and then I sent in a demo to Radio 1, and they were like, you can do a show.
That was like 10 seconds. That was
she
perfect.
Smashed that.
Right, here we go.
Okay, so I was presenting for a fashion brand. I was doing lots of social media presenting, and then I hosted a podcast for a couple of years. And I, long story short, ended up sending a demo to Radio 1 for the Christmas presenter scheme, went into the Christmas presenter scheme and got a show off the back of it. The end.
And how important do you think events like this are for, you know, students and the future generation of the radio industry?
I think they're so important. I never got to come to anything like this when I was younger. And I think being able to hear off people that are doing the kind of jobs, whatever area that is, that you want to do is so important, because they can give you honest, you know, feedback, advice, and you can learn hopefully a lot from them and us.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I only actually went to one student radio event in my time at uni, and it was in the last year at the very end, because someone said Student Radio Association is where it's at, and I was like, oh no, I've not done it. And I went to that one event and I got an internship, and then I got my foot in the door at Capital Manchester through that. And I genuinely believe that like being in that room with those people was what then led the path to my career. So I think just getting in there with those people and also learning from those people like me and Nat, I'm all joking, is so important.
Alongside the talks, there were also tours happening around the BBC buildings, showing off how much output comes from the north, as well as some super fancy studios.
Hey, I'm Ella. I've just been on the BBC tour. It was incredible. I loved seeing all of the different studios, seeing how it links up with London and how they can do all the different outputs from such a variety of different places.
I'm George. I've also just been on the tour around the BBC. I'm a big fan of Radio 5 Live, so I really enjoyed looking around the studios there and seeing how it's done. And yeah, it was technical-wise, because I'm a big tech person, it's been really good to see like how it scaled up from what we do in student radio, but also understanding like there's actually a lot of similarities, even though we're a lot smaller.
I'm Naomi. I've also just been on the BBC tour, and I'm a big music nerd, so I really like seeing the Six Music like live room where they record the performances, and then going outside and looking at the OB truck that they take out to festivals is really interesting, seeing how they fit such a complex mixing desk in a van.
And with that, conference came to a close for another year.
I think it's just so special to see, you know, 200 odd students from all over the country descend upon here, and just the love for radio and audio in the rooms over the past 3 days has just been fantastic, and I've loved every second of it.
The young people that are here today are, they're the lifeblood of the industry, because we need them. The industry won't go anywhere without them. They've got the new skills that we need to keep going and keep progressing and keep evolving.
It's a busy, vibrant kind of conference here, people from all over the country. Yeah, it's really heartening to see, and shows it's important, really, I think.
Details for stations looking to host next year's conference will be put out on the Student Radio Association's social media pages over the next couple of months, so just keep an eye out. This podcast was produced by Adam Skin on behalf of the Radio Academy. I just need to say a massive thank you to Izzy and Libby for helping me record across the 3 days. And a huge thank you to Matt and Alfie from Shock, and Summer and Jack from the SRA, and the whole army of volunteers who helped to make the event possible.
A big thank you to Adam Skin from Shock Radio, which was the host station of SRACon this year. We're looking forward to next year already. ARIA's tickets are now on sale. Don't miss out on the big night on the 14th of May at the Odeon Luxe Leicester Square. Head to our website, radioacademy.org, to get them now. You can also vote for the Radio Times Moment of the Year, the only ARIA award voted for by the public. To check out the 10 entries and to vote, go to radiotimes.com/audio/radio/ARIA's Moment of the Year 2025 vote. And next week's podcast will be featuring all 10 moments in more detail before voting closes on the 1st of May. I'll see you next week.